What's up? Kellen Corelli here, founder and CEO of Simplero, here to teach you information marketing fundamentals to help you crush your information marketing business the simple and easy way. Now, today, I want to talk about how do you actually make the sale? There's only like a handful of different ways to do it, roughly. You can write a sales page with a bunch of copy, like features and benefits, and like what the course, if it's a course, is going to be about, or the program, or the process, and objections and that kind of stuff. And there are models for how you construct those. And we have some templates that will help you construct a killer sales page. Alternatively, you can do what's called a video sales letter. So basically a video, it can be a presentation. It can be you actually talking to someone like this, or it can be you just voicing over some slides. So you don't need to have your face on there. But in a video sales letter where you're basically taking people through a sales process, it's similar in content to a, you all have the same things in that video as you do on a written page, but it can work really, really well, more effectively in some cases where you're just walking through, like you're making people actually sit down and listen to it versus like scanning and just jumping around the page and looking for stuff, right? So that's number two. Number three would be a webinar. So you actually get people on a live call. And so again, here you have a presentation that you structure about, you know, with your webinar where, you know, you make an offer and you offer, give some value, you overcome some objections via some storytelling, just like we did in the nurture sequence for your lead magnet. And then we make a pitch, an offer at the end, and then they're like gonna buy that, right? That's the webinar. So these generally work well for like very depending on the price point, right? So if you're just selling an ebook, then probably just a sales page with just copy on it is great. If you're doing something in sort of the $2,000 up to the $2,000 range, then either a sales page or a VSL tends to work great, or a webinar. If you're doing something that's $3,000 or more, then those typically don't convert as well, meaning fewer people buy per person who sees it or shows up for a webinar. And so at that point, we oftentimes want to get on a sales call. So you actually get on the phone with people and you do a sales call. And there are people who can teach you all about how to do great sales calls. My philosophy on it is like, don't overthink it. If the value that you provide is great, and like the offer is great and you know that you can do it, like usually just talking to them and helping them make like visualize again the result and knowing that you can deliver it for them, so then that's usually does it a lot. But obviously, like, I'm not saying don't study sales, because it's a whole damn thing, right? It's the sales. So those are sort of the basics, basic ways that you can sell people on stuff. Another version would be an actual in-person event that obviously you need to sell that first. Even like it might be free of charge, but still you need to get people in those seats. And then at the event, you're selling from stage. So that would be another conversion mechanism. But now we're getting sort of out of the online world, of the online realm, obviously. So figure out what makes sense for you in terms of what your personal affinities and proclivities are, right? Do you like to be on a webinar presentation? Do you like to speak on video, or do you like really like to write, or how does it work for you? And as well as what you learned about your customers and how they like to buy. And then you put together a conversion mechanism. I'm not going to go into the details of what needs to go there. We can get to that in some other medium, but you know, for now you just want to figure out how you're gonna convert these people. All right, cool. That's it for now. I appreciate you watching. Thank you so much, and I'll be back in the future. All right, bye-bye.